lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 23rd juz of the Quran Kareem, which begins with the surah, which is known as Surah Yasin, the heart of the Quran. At the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah speaks about the two groups. And for this entire juz, in different ayat of the Quran, this lesson will be taken, that there will always be two groups. Man will hear about the two groups, as you will hear now. When we hear of the good group, we will make dua that Allah allows us to be of that. Although that will be always very few of the world, it is the favor of Allah who He gives it to. And then there will be the group who will be blind to the reality. We call them group B, or the group of evil. They are the majority. We ask Almighty Allah to always keep us from the minority. To always keep us on the side of the haqq, the one who can see, instead of the one that is blind. The beginning of Surah Yasin starts, وَالْقُرْآنِ يَاسِينَ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. This verse means everything is so clear by the qasam of the Quran that is filled with wisdom. That if a person was allowed to see in every verse of Quran would be a dalil of the haqqaniyah, the truthfulness of iman. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Without any doubt, you are indeed from the believers. If a person was allowed to see every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every statement of his, every sunnah of his conduct in the house, his conduct out of the house, his entire life would have been a bayin dalil of the haqqaniya, truthfulness of Islam, of the oneness of Almighty Allah. Ala siratim mustaqim, leading towards a straight road. Normally a road that is straight, it's supposed to be the easiest road to follow. تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ, which has come from the most mightiest and the most merciful. Everything of this demanded that when this deen came to a person wholeheartedly, without any thought, the young, the old, the one weak of understanding, the one strong in understanding, everything pointed that this is the truth. But we all know that in the very era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the masters of the lughat of Arabic. The balaghat of the Quran for them was a bayin dalil. Later on, people would not see that part, that miracle. They saw that miracle. They could not even bring one verse similar to the Quran. But it was not everyone who was going to accept. We read the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a bayin dalil. They saw his sunnah. But it was not everyone that was going to accept. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا. There are certain people in this world, by their necks we have placed chains. And the chains are very, very thick. فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَثْقَانِ. It starts at the bottom of the neck, it goes to the chin. There is no place for the movement of the head. Thus the head is unable to look down. Had it looked down to the ground, it would have seen traces. It would have seen marks, meaning it would have seen the tarikh, the history of the people that passed. It would have taken lesson that those that opposed Almighty Allah never went anywhere. Those that accepted, how far they went. But when the neck is stuck, it cannot look down. And it cannot look very high also. It is kept in one position. فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. The head is kept in one position. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا. In front of them we have placed a barrier. They are unable to see beyond the barrier. To see beyond the barrier is called foresight. It is called فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. It is called firasat. It is to be able to see a world in the grave, a world beyond death. It is to be able to see Jannah while alive in this world, Jahannam while alive in this world. It is in the Quran and in the words of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when man gets this yaqeen, then he sees the burning fire. Where haram wealth is there, in behind that wealth he sees the fire. Where difficulty is in front, behind the difficulty he sees paradise. When he goes to the grave, he looks at the grave different from another person who only sees sand. As for the one who got a barrier in front of him, he cannot see Jannah and Jahannam. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا. Behind him we put a barrier. He cannot see Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun and how they all fell and failed. He cannot see Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire history of Islam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and everyone who came after. He's unable to see all of that. There's a barrier. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. We have covered the eye. He is unable to see. This is one group that is blind. Allah save us from that group. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Almighty Allah says, then there is another group. They will take the lesson, they will take the warning from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's everyone's statement. They are those اِتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ, that whatever mention is given, whatever advice is given, you see them grabbing onto every piece of advice. This was how Sahaba radiallahu anhu grabbed. Even the joke of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for them was no joke. His every word, his every statement, his every dua. For them there was not something called a small sunnah and a big sunnah. For them there was not something called what is the grading, is it mustahab or is it wajib? Do I have to do this? For them there were actions which when someone would say, why do you do this? The only answer was, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing it. اِتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ. How they ran behind every advice. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And how they feared Almighty Allah. بِالْغَيْبِ, despite Allah Tabarakala not being in front of the eye. But for them it was as though Almighty Allah is in front. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ. Give them the glad tidings of open forgiveness. وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. What a reward. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Almighty Allah says both groups will be brought alive one day. Group A who could see, group B who could not see. Allah make us of group A. Both will be brought alive. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. And they will find we have recorded whatever they sent front. وَآثَارَهُمْ. Whatever they left behind. The people of good, what they sent front, when they die they will find it. وَآثَارَهُمْ. What they left behind, meaning the good that carries on in the world. They left a masjid, they left a Quran, they left a good sunnah to be continued. They will find all of that. As for the people of evil, they will also find what they sent ahead, and they will also see what they left behind. They left evil behind in the world. They left an evil sunnah. They started an evil practice. Man will find everything. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ. We have gathered everything in an open book. Two groups. Allah Ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. Give them the example. It's got to do which group you are, that's all. To this group, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. Two of the messengers of Almighty Allah came. It wasn't one. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. A third we sent. Three messengers. But the qawm could not see the light in the words of the messengers. Otherwise, even one messenger, even no messenger would have been sufficient. Three Anbiya alayhim as-salam, or three pious people came to them with so much of barakah and goodness, but the only thing they could see in them is, you brought harm to us. They said, Inna tatayyarna bikum. You have brought bad luck to our town. All this problem is because of you. As for the person who was blessed with eyesight, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. This man, known as Habib al-Najjar, a carpenter, a blacksmith, a man who lived on the outskirts of the city, what we will say, he was not a man of the city. He was not blessed with the language and the education of the city people. You call these people villagers, simple-minded people. Amazing it was, the simple-minded person. He could see it so clearly that where they could not see any light in the words of the Anbiya or those messengers that came to them, for him it was the complete opposite. He would say, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. That what is wrong with me? That Allah who created me, that creation of Allah itself, it's the biggest dalil that I have to worship that Allah. For him, he could only see light in their da'wah. For group B, they could only see darkness in the da'wah. And both groups have to die in the ending. When group A would die, either he would die as a martyr, or he would die as a normal death. Habib al-Najjar was martyred by his people. Death will come to everyone. One person died in this manner. He said, Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'oon. Listen well. And he gave his shahada loudly, I believe in Allah. Then they killed him. قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said to him, immediately go into your paradise. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. You would say, if only my nation can understand what enjoyments I am going through now, death will come to everyone. They killed him, but death has to come. He was honored with martyrdom. Group B, they were not going to love. Death comes to the one who's strong, it comes to the one who's weak. Death was going to come on them also. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا One scream was made. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ That life that was burning within them, it was extinguished. يَا حَسْرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ Where he was saying, how wonderful, congratulations. For here it was, يَا حَسْرَةً Alas over these servants. مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ رَسُولِ Whichever messenger came to him, they could only mock at him and laugh at him. Could they not see how many before them were destroyed? It is either group A who will die in the condition of the greatest of honor. The highest level of that day is Shahada. And another level which is not the highest, but it is still something we all are envious of. It is called death on Iman. As long as that death comes on Iman, honor comes from Almighty Allah. If without Iman, death has to come, you could be that strong nation that had him killed. It was not going to help anything. A day would come that everyone's flame would become extinguished. Two groups. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ The trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ Now everyone will start coming out from their graves. Both groups. Group A will also stand. Group B will stand. Group B, the people of evil will say, قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا They will say, alas, who brought us out of this grave? The world of the grave is a very difficult world for the people of evil. Allah save us all. Every day in that grave, the person who is being punished wishes that this day must pass. But the angel will say to him that you don't know that tomorrow will be even more harder. And at the end of that punishment in the grave, he is shown Jahannam to say, are you really waiting for this? He got nothing to wait for and he's living in nothing. As for the people of Iman, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ The other group will also be out of their grave running. They will be saying, the first group, group B had said, who took us out of this grave? Because they know if it was difficult in the grave, it's only going to get more difficult. As for the second group who enjoyed a sample of paradise in the grave, may Allah make us all from them. Every day when they would be enjoying, and the angel would say to them, now go back to rest. In the world of Barzakh, they would be shown a sample of paradise. After every episode in Barzakh, they would say to the angel, when is Qiyamah going to start so that I can join my family again? And the angel will say, rest, rest. When the trumpet will be blown, there will be fear and worry. But their first sentences will be, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ That this is what Allah has promised us. Day after day, they will be waiting when this will come. There will be one of two groups. May Allah make us always of the group that is successful. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمِ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ The people of paradise today, they will be so involved in their enjoyments. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ They and their spouses will be relaxing in the shades of paradise. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ Reclining on their cushions. لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَا وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ For them will be the best of fruits. For them will be whatever they ask, whatever they call for. Salam, qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. It will be said from Almighty Allah's side, that may the best of peace be upon you. You will now see no sickness. You will now see no difficulty. You will never become tired. The full meaning of salam will be found on that day. That from the beginning till the end, A to Z, everything will be easy. You will not experience one bit of difficulty, group A. As for group B, where one group will come as a king on that day, another group will come as a criminal. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ Almighty Allah will say, oh criminals, separate yourselves. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ Oh man, did we not tell you, did we not take a promise from you, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ That you will not worship the devil. Did we not say to you, he is your worst enemy? Did we not say to you, وَأَنِعْبُدُونِي Worship nothing but me. This is the straight path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا But indeed the devil, a great portion of you, he took you all off the path. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُ تَعْقِلُونَ Could you not understand? It's now too late. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ This is that Jahannam which you were always warned about. Isloha al-yawm. Today, because of your kufr, you will now have to enter into it. It will be two groups. In Surah Was-Safat, Almighty Allah, after explaining many other points, also again speaks about the two groups in different verses. One of the unique verses is, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. In that day, when one person is enjoying himself in paradise, with all the thrills around him, which Almighty Allah mentions before that, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ فَوَاكِهُ وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. In enjoyment and in honor, they will be getting their fruits served on their plates. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. In the gardens of the best of pleasures, عَلَىٰ سُرُورٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Sitting on their reclining sofas, each one facing the other, يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ. And like when people who are kings sit, then someone is bringing a glass filled for them. The glasses will be brought to them of the best of waters from the clearest of springs. بَيْضَى لَذَّةٍ لِشَارِبِينَ. The best of drinks, pure white. How enjoyable for the one drinking. It will be like a liquor which will have no intoxication. لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٍ. There will be no intoxication. وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنْزَفُونَ. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. Then there will be those beautiful maidens whose eyes will always be focused to the ground. كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. As though they were that hidden egg, the hidden pearl. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ. While enjoying themselves, one will say to the other, he will speak of this world. He will say, I had a friend in this world. إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ. There were times when we used to get together. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. I remember he would say to me, that do you really believe in this? Do you really believe that إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا. A day when we will become nothing but dust, when we will become sand and bones. أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. Do you really think there will be a day called resurrection? وَدَّيْن. Where man will have to pay back. قَال. So then the angel will say to him, here's group A, how he will be enjoying. هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. Do you want to take a peek? Do you want to look a little into Jahannam? Then just look a little high. Almighty Allah will allow the two worlds to meet. A barrier will be lifted between the two. فَطَّلَعَ. The man will take a peek. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَايِ الْجَحِيمِ. He will see that companion in the center of the fire. He will say, قَالْ تَاللَّهِ. By the qasam of Allah, in kitta laturdeen, how close it was that you were going to make me also fall from the path. Walawla ni'matu rabbi, had it not been for the favor of my Allah, lakuntu min al-muhdareen, today I would have also been burning in the fire of Jahannam. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, inna hadha lahuwa al-fawz al-azim. Indeed, this is the greatest success. It will only be understood on that day where every time man sees his enjoyment, he will say, I thank you, Allah. Whenever he sees the punishment that you are saved from, he will say, I thank you, Allah. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That indeed is the highest level of success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. It is for this that man should really make an effort. Everything else of this world is going to come to the man. Whether he runs towards it, or he makes it run towards him, nothing is going to be missed of this world. As for the year after, that everyone is not going to get. There will be a group A, there will always be a group B. And like this in the remaining parts of the surah of this juz, Allah tabarak ta'ala speaks about these groups. On the last page of this juz, Allah tabarak ta'ala mentions in the last ruku, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. There will be a group A, that person whose heart, whose chest Almighty Allah has opened up to accept this haqq. فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. He has received a light from his Lord. From the side of Almighty Allah, a light has come to him, that in the darkness he is able to walk and he knows where to place his step. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. As for the one whose heart cannot accept the advice of Almighty Allah, who cannot make the dhikr of Almighty Allah, who cannot enjoy this Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. If there is no light, it's obvious in darkness, you will never find your path. Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitabam mutashabiham matani. Almighty Allah says, what a Quran we have sent to you. Taqsha'irru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. Those who have the fear of Allah, when this Quran is read, when they read this Quran, they feel the effect in this Quran. They feel it on their skin. ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم الى ذكر الله. Tilawat of this Quran makes effect in their heart, it makes effect on their body. Their body moves towards the demands of Quran, their heart accepts the demands of this Quran. ذَلِكَ هُدَ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is guidance which Allah Tabarak Tala gives to those that He wishes. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلِ اللَّهِ. And for the one who Allah does not give, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَاد. No one will be able to show him that path. This is group A. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحُ اللَّهِ. Allah opened his chest. It's a gift from Allah. As for group B, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you want to, there is that other group. That group who on the day of Qiyamah will have to use their faces to try to ward off the punishment of the fire. As that fire will be coming, when their hands will either be tied or it will become too tired to push away that fire. How can you push away fire? Finally, the face, which is the most delicate part of the body, using their face to push away that fire. وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ. And it will be said to the oppressors, ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Now is the time to taste whatever you had done in this world. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. From avenues which they never thought, the punishment has now come. فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the world also disgrace was their lot. But وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. Now it's the real punishment. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only man from before had realized. There will be two groups. Allah Tabarak Tala always make us that we are of the group of A. It is nothing but the kindness of Almighty Allah. For which reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, it is something you cannot do without. Meaning Jannah is not just something you walk towards. It is a gift which you are taken towards. It is not something that you open the door. It is a door that Almighty Allah opens in the month of Ramadan and after. Always to beg Allah Tabarak Tala. We already spoke at the beginning of Surah Yasin. It is so clear, but it is a minority that will see this thing so clear. It is a gift, the person who is allowed to be of that minority. When you say majority has gone in one direction, then you understand what a gift it is. A very few were taken in the other. May Allah Tabarak Tala in His kindness make us all from the people of the highest places of paradise. Allah Tabarak Tala save us from every type of suffering, difficulty in the grave and in all the worlds that come after. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.